You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
The following segment is from The Look Ahead on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Browns and Chiefs. How much fun is this going to be? Chiefs are favored by 5.5. You know, the narrative with the Chiefs is that, oh, if they just had their offensive line, everything would have been great in the Super Bowl. And now they totally redid their offensive line and everything's going to be great. And you just book them to the AFC Championship game. Are you buying that?
No, because I think that the Chiefs are doing what I describe like the Cowboys. Like, all we got to do is fix the offensive line. You know what I mean? And we're good. You know, we'll be fine. And even then, like, look, Monday Football Monday is the best show on the SB Nation NFL Show. I love Pete Sweeney, my man. But my man Pete Sweeney is so disconnected from reality when it comes to talking about the Chiefs. You know it. I know it. BLG knows it. I think Pete even knows it. And look, Trey Smith obviously fell in the draft for a reason. But at the end of the day, the Chiefs are starting a sixth-round rookie at right guard. And people are like, boom, championship. Like, what? Like, this is like an incredibly weak point of your – they're starting three rookies, I believe, on their offensive line. And so, yeah, like – you know, the great Barney Stinson always said that new is always better. And that isn't always the case in the NFL. Like, just because you changed doesn't mean it's better or doesn't mean it's good. And, you know, the Chiefs have had an incredible run of, I wouldn't say luck, but they haven't had to deal with adversities like injuries, like, you know, like our teams have, stats, San Francisco and Dallas over the last year. And I don't want to put that into the universe, but I just think that, you know, there's not a lot of data and science to like, oh, things are going to catch up to them. But there are data and science points to like what you and BLG talked about on Tuesday, how this team was in so many one possession games last year, how this team wasn't the most efficient offense in the NFL last year by DVOA, how this team, you know, this is still a really good team. And they were able to, you know, kind of snatch, you know, victory out of the jaws of defeat several times because they are that good. But that isn't sustainable. You can't just like keep, you know, hitting 21, you know, and that's the Chiefs offense. they hit on 16, they hit on 18, like, and they keep getting the cards they want, but like the deck is going to run dry and you're going to run into other cards. And it feels like that's going to happen to them over the course of this season. I could certainly see them winning this game. Obviously, I think they will win this game. I do think Cleveland covers, but I think this is the most fascinating year of Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes.
It is fascinating to me, and I think like this game is going to set the narrative. Right, it's going to be, hey, Cleveland, you want people to take you seriously? Congratulations, you made the playoffs last season. That's great. You want to be among the big boys in the AFC and people to take you serious and not just think you were a flash in the pan? Well, here you go. Come out week one, Andy Reid, extra time to prepare and stuff it down the Chiefs' throat and announce yourself with authority in the AFC. You know how they talk about, like, there's always that line in movies about, well, you go to prison, you got to find like the biggest, baddest person the first day and beat them up, you know, and kind of humiliate them. Well, that's what the Browns need to do. Show the AFC, which is, as you said, a meat grinder, and beat up on the Chiefs and announce yourselves here. And the same thing with the Chiefs. It kind of goes the other way too. Like, hey, show everybody that you're still at the top of the mountain, right? That you can take all comers, that everybody's best shot is still not going to be good enough. So I think that no matter which direction you go in this game, it's going to tell us a lot about the AFC. And I mentioned it earlier, this game could matter for seeding when we get to the end of the year. It's a conference matchup. Both of these teams, you know, we think are going to be good. We could be looking back on this weeks from now saying, oh, this is actually more important than we might have thought initially.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I kind of hate seeing games like that in week one when these teams like aren't who they are. Like, I hate burning, you know, really consequential things right now. I believe in Cleveland, certainly. I don't know that I believe in them enough to take them to like outright, you know, beat the Chiefs. I know I've kind of danced around at this subject this week, but this is, you know, this is a big year for Baker Mayfield. Like, Josh Allen got his contract. Lamar Jackson's going to get his contract. Like, Baker, people are talking. Like, you know, you're the guy who loves to, like, you know, quiet them when they talk. So go ahead and do it, Baker. I mean, you know, everybody talks about how Cleveland was in that game late in the playoff game against Kansas City in the playoffs last year. So, I mean, hey, let's do it.
Bears pumped up. Your dog is pumped up. It's opening day, man. Everybody's excited. All right.
Yeah, it's trash day too. So he hates everything right now.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.